guitar, acoustic guitar. And Odette Lefebvre rearranged it for us, and it's going to play beautiful melodies. Here comes Ingenuo. Thank you, guys.
So with the playing of a beautiful choro by Pichinguinho, Ingenuo, we've been listening to Annette Cohen, clarinet soloist with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, conducted by Clarence A. Cox and Michael Bachman. Thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show, and thanks also to Jay Bradley, who handled house sound, and the staff at the Kirkland Performance Center for their assistance in recording this program for broadcast. Next week, an Art of Jazz concert from the Seattle Art Museum featuring the Seattle Jazz Ed New Works Ensemble under the direction of Wayne Horvitz. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for the Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedar Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.
is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. With the vernal equinox upon us, I thought I would start the first quarter, I suppose, of the program, dealing with the works of Rube Bloom, multi-talented song and dance person, pianist, composer, arranger, lyricist, and worked in all kinds of different bands. First up for him and for you, the Sioux City Six 1924 Jeanette record, Flock of Blues, written by Bloom, who plays the piano here, and Frankie Trumbauer's I'm Glad. Thank you. pianist Rube Bloom with the Sioux City Six 1924, Jeanette Records. With him, Bick Spider Bick Cornet, Miff Mole on trombone, Frankie Trombauer playing the C melody saxophone, Min Liebrook playing tuba, and Vic Moore on the drums. And they did Flock of Blues by Bloom and I'm Glad by Frankie Trombauer. Solo piano now, Rube, for OK Records, 1927. The first, called The Doll Dance, written by his friend Nacio Herb Brown, and March of the Dolls, written by Bloom. Solo Piano, 1927 for OK Records, The Doll Dance by Nacio Herb Brown, and March of the Dolls by Bloom. I'm playing Bloom at the beginning of the program today, if you just tuned in, because of the fact that spring is almost here. Rube Bloom and his Bayou Boys, his small band, 1930. He on piano, he will sing, he did the arranging. He composed the first one, called The Man from the South. Joe Primrose wrote the second, St. James Infirmary. Manny Klein is on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey trombone, Benny Goodman clarinet, Adrian Rollini bass sax, Bloom at the piano, Stan King on drums.
Cheering all about, why do all those people shout? Hear them bing bing banging on those pails. It can't be Hoover, can't be Ford, everybody's running toward. Must be Lindbergh or the Prince of Wales. Is that him passing by? Say, folks, I know that guy. He's a great big man from the south. Just a great big man from the south. He had a big cigar in his mouth. He comes from the
that great big man from the south. He was a great big man from the south. He used to have a big cigar in his mouth. Of course I knew that he was from the south.
Let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be. never find a sweet man like me. When I die, I want you to dress me in straight lace shoes, box back, holding a Stetson hat. Hold a $20 gold piece on my watch chain, so the boys will know that I died standing fast.
Bayou Boys, 1930, Columbia Records, his piano, his vocals, his arrangement, his composition, The Man from the South, and Joe Primrose, the St. James Infirmary. Manny Klein, trumpet, Tommy Dorsey, trombone, Benny Goodman, clarinet, Adrian Rollini, bass, sax, Bloom, piano, and Stan King playing the drums. Bloom was born in New York City, 1902, died there, 1976. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
From the moment you wake up through the chaos of your busy morning, Morning Edition is there with you.
Good morning, I'm Steve Inskeep. Protesters have been
through all you have to do, we'll bring you all you need to know every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
I'm Kirsten Kendrick. Join me for Morning Edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 on KPLU.
And this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Always a pleasure for me to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Now, Bloom's creations produced for you by other people. Lee Wiley, 1957, RCA Victor Records, is going to sing Bloom's and Sammy Gallup's Maybe You'll Be There.
Each time I see a crowd of people, just like a fool, I stop and stare. It's really not the proper thing to do, but maybe you'll be there. I go out walking after midnight along the lonely thoroughfare. It's not the time or place to look for you, but maybe you'll be there. You said your arms would always hold me. You said your lips were mine alone to kiss. And after all those things you told me, how can it end like this? Someday if all my prayers are answered, hear a footstep on the stairs. With anxious heart, I'll hurry to the door, and maybe you'll be there. With anxious heart, I'll hurry to the door, and maybe you'll be there.
Lee Wiley singing for you, 1957, with Billy Butterfield's trumpet in his orchestra, and Rube Broom and Sammy Gallup's Maybe You'll Be There. 1953 for Blue Note, Horace Silver Trio, Silver on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Art Blakey on the drums, and Rube Broom's Day In, Day Out. Day Out, performed by Horace Silver at the piano, Percy Heath, bass, Art Blakey on drums. Blue Note Records, 1953. In 1935, Duke Ellington recorded a Rube Bloom Ted Kohler hit of that time for Brunswick Records. It's called Truckin'. It will be sung by Duke's vocalist at the time, Ivy Anderson. You'll hear from Cootie Williams on trumpet, Joe Nanton on trombone, Ben Webster on tenor saxophone, Barney Bigard on clarinet, Billy Taylor bass, and Billy Taylor on bass, and Hayes Alvis on bass. Duke Ellington, Rube Bloom's Truckin'.
Up here in Harlem, so someone started trucking. As soon as the news got round, the folks downtown came up to Harlem, saw everybody trucking. It didn't take long before the hi-hats were doing it, Paul Campbell doing it all over town. You see them scuffling, shuffling, trucking along. It spread like forest blaze, became a craze, and thanks to Harlem, now everybody's trucking.
Wonderful idea, the double bass in that. And picture, if you will, 2,000 people on any given Friday or Saturday night dancing to that. And Duke's wonderful arrangement of Rube Bloom and Ted Kohler's Truckin', and Ivy Anderson doing the vocal, 1935, Brunswick Records. 44 years later, Ella Fitzgerald and Count Basie were recording in Hollywood for Norman Grand's Pablo label, and Rube Bloom and Ted Kohler's great composition.
I'll get along. Forget about me. Be happy, my love. Let's say that our little affair is over, and so the struggle will end. Why not call it a day, the sensible way, and still be friends? Look out for yourself, sugar. A fool, darling, why should you cling to some fading thing that you still need? If you can forget, don't worry about me.
Fitzgerald and Count Basie, 1979 Pablo Records. Don't Worry About Me, Rube Bloom and Ted Kohler, and a wonderful arrangement for the band and for her by Benny Carter. This is The Art of Jazz, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU comes from Fisher Plumbing and Alaska Airlines. Both are featured this month in the KPLU Sponsor Spotlight program. More information about these sponsors and how to become a KPLU sponsor can be found at kplusponsor.org.
With the mild winter we've had, some people think that spring began last month. Well, that's just not true. As all KPLU listeners know, spring doesn't officially begin until we have our spring fun drive. This year, the drive starts on March 30th with a goal to raise $330,000. Yes, it's a lofty goal, but you are mighty, and we know you'll help us reach that goal. In fact, you can do your part right now. Make your pre-drive pledge at kplu.org.
Oscar Peterson, solo piano for BASF Records, 1970. And Rube Bloom's 1945 composition, Give Me the Simple Life. Up next, a collaboration of Rube Bloom and lyricist Johnny Mercer.
Fools rush in where angels fear to tread, and so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head. A chance for me, then I don't care. Fools rush in where wise men never go, but wise men never fall.
Keeley Smith singing for you, 1957 Capitol Records, an arrangement by Nelson Riddle. Fools Rush In, written by Rube Bloom, lyric by Johnny Mercer. Next, Lena Horne, 1941, an arrangement by Billy Moore for Charlie Barnett's orchestra, Bloom's writing, and Ted Kohler, lyricist.
Not a star in sight, things are mighty slow. I guess I'll close up shop and go home to Joe. I know he won't be glad to see me without a penny to the good, but I'm not caring much what happened. I did the best I could. He's just good for nothing, Joe, but oh, I love him so. Guess I'd die never tried to leave me flat. Oh, yes, I'm certain of that. Folks I know can't understand why I must have that man. Lord, he sends me like nobody can. Ain't a woman just like that. I wouldn't mind doing what I'm doing. I'd beat these streets till my feet were sore. But when it's slow and I go home to him, instead of sympathy, he's just as mean as can be. Still, there's nothing I can do, because I love him so. I'd be good for nothing too, I know. Without good for nothing, Joe. Nothing to I know, without good for nothing, Joe. I'm going home to Joe.
Lena Horne, 1941 for Bluebird Records, and Good for Nothing Joe, written by Rube Bloom and lyricist Ted Kohler, arranged for the band by Billy Moore. A year later, Tommy Dorsey and an arrangement by David Rose did this, written by Bloom, lyricist Mag David, and Frank Sinatra to sing it.
Never forsake me. my darling, please take me and make me your own. And make me your own.
Papers, now it's too late, because I know you too well. When you're through cutting capers, you break down the gate, ring my front door bell. Go have your fling and don't miss a thing. I'll see you down to earth by and by. Remember what goes up must come down. Baby, you've been flying too high.
Set for you, excuse me, two in the set. First up, Frank Sinatra singing with Tommy Dorsey, 1942, Take Me, written by Rube Bloom and Mac David, arrangement by David Rose. And then, an air check, 1939, of Count Basie's orchestra with Jimmy Rushing singing Rube Bloom and Ted Kohler's What Goes Up Must Come Down. Solos by Rushing, singing, Basie's piano, Lester Young's tenor saxophone. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK, Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz, and Rube Bloom, wherever you are, thank you. One of the great talents in Seattle in this music is Jim Knapp. Trumpet, arranger, composing, and probably more than anything else, teacher. He's been teaching at Cornish for I don't know how many years. And this is a beauty that he wrote. It's a blues called Home. Knapp thinks about things outside of what he's doing to get the idea of what he's going to do about it. And he was thinking about all of the people in the world that are out of their home country and probably will never have an opportunity to get back. And he wrote this. The string bass solo is the great Phil Sparks, and the trumpet work is by Ingrid Jensen.
Thank you.
The Jim Knapp Orchestra 2003 Origin Records, his composition, his arrangement, A Blues Called Home. Solo bass, Phil Sparks, and solo trumpet, Ingrid Jensen. Sonny Boy Williamson now, Chicago, 1939, his voice, his harmonica.
What you want me to do? Do I have to be a little dog just to try to get along with you? Oh, Lord, mama, good God, mama, but here's my hand, I mind you like a child. Every one thing I want to know, can I be your man? Well, when my baby left me, didn't have on no shoes. Good Lord, mama, good God, my now. When my baby left me, I didn't have on no shoes. Well, you know, my baby left me, I really had the blues.
Sonny Boy Williamson, his voice, his harmonica. Tell Me Mama, he wrote that. Walter Davis on piano. Bill Brunsey on guitar. 1939 in Chicago. And Bluebird Records. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU comes from the Evergreen State College in Olympia, announcing the start of spring quarter on March 30th. The goal of Evergreen's evening and weekend curriculum is to challenge students with new ideas and develop skills for an evolving workplace. More about evening and weekend studies at evergreen.edu/EWS.
Thanks to listener support, KPLU was recently able to create a brand new weekend show, Sound Effect, Saturdays at 10 a.m. Our subscribing listeners also made it possible for us to double the number of live studio sessions during Midday Jazz. You can help KPLU continue to grow by making your pledge in our upcoming spring fund drive beginning March 30th with a goal of raising $330,000. And if you don't want to wait, feel free to pledge right now at kplu.org.
Thank you. Money?
I ain't got a cent to my name.
Get away from that. Get away from that.
Daddy, I'm so hungry I've been out in the front yard eating that short grass.
Well, Brown, that's too bad. Really too bad you've been out in the front yard eating that short grass. Go in the backyard where it's longer.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. Remember, I knew you when you couldn't eat and you wasn't sick. But won't you listen to what I've got to say?
Well, hurry up, Brown. I ain't got but a few minutes.
I've roamed this town till my feet are sore. I'm out and down, that's why I'm at your door. Won't you take me back, please, honey, do? But if you don't want me no more, here's all I ask of you. Don't drive me, honey, from your door. Just make me a pallet on the floor. My weary head. Oh, please take me in your arms once more. I'm just a lonesome rolling stone. So tired of
Make Me a Pallet on the Floor, written by Perry Bradford. Two renditions. The first one for Black and White Records, 1944. Rod Kless, his clarinet, his quartet. Sterling Bowe, his trumpet. James P. Johnson on piano. Pops Foster, bass. Then Ethel Waters, 1926. Fletcher Henderson at the piano. Joe Smith on cornet, giving us the verse and the chorus of Make Me a Pallet on the Floor for Columbia Records. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday and reminding you of our spring fun drive, which will be coming up. And that's when you make a decision whether you want to contribute to something that you like. And based on most people's experiences, if you don't walk in the store once in a while, it disappears. Here's the Dutch Jazz Orchestra. Dutch Jazz Orchestra for Challenge CDs, 1999. Tiffany, a rare one by Billy Strayhorn. On clarinet, John Ruocco. On tenor saxophone, Toon Roos. On trombone, Ilja Reingood. At the piano, Rob Van Bevel, and on trumpet, Ruud Bevla. Dutch Jazz Orchestra, 1999, Challenge Records. This is The Art of Jazz, and this is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU comes from Seattle Men's Chorus, presenting Legacy in Concert, featuring the true stories of Harvey Milk and Tyler Clementi, March 28th and 29th at McCaw Hall. Tickets at seattlemenschorus.org.
I'd like to chase a composition now, and if you're new to this program, it simply means the same composition played by different folks. The composition is Mandy, Make Up Your Mind. It was written by Roy Turk, Grant Clark, and George Meyer a long time ago, early 20s. We will hear first Brunswick Record, Dan Russo and Ted Fiorito's Creole Orchestra in Chicago, 1924. Their version of Mandy, Make Up Your Mind. And the vocal is the banjo player doing a little scat singing for you, making up stuff. His name is Mark Fisher. Mandy, Make Up Your Mind, 1924. The three that I'm going to play for you are all from 1924. That was the Russo Fiorito Creole Orchestra, Chicago, Brunswick Records. Mandy, Make Up Your Mind, with the vocalist, the banjo player in the band, Mark Fisher, doing some scat stuff. The next record is one that gives people the idea of the importance of Louis Armstrong to this music, setting it in the air. This is Fletcher Henderson's band, 1924, Mandy, Make Up Your Mind, Paramount Records. And it goes along and it's fine. Everything's fine. And then Louis comes along and plays his chorus or two on the trumpet. And it just, it's like the difference between lightning and the lightning bug. Fletcher Henderson's Orchestra, Mandy, Make Up Your Mind, 1924. Coleman Hawkins trying to do on the tenor saxophone what he'd been hearing Louis do on his trumpet. And then Louis comes in and creates a fire. And the design. I mean, nobody was talking about design. And all of a sudden they were talking about design. Why did I put that thing together like that? And we can dance to it, we can sing to it, it brings a smile to our face. The final one is Clarence Williams' Blue Five, also includes Louis. And Clarence Williams' wife, Eva Taylor, is going to sing Mandy, Make Up Your Mind, still 1924, OK Records. Sidney Bechet, who normally would play the soprano saxophone or the clarinet, adds to it an odd instrument, which she found in a store, music store, for sale there. It's called a sarrusophone. It's part brass, instrument and part woodwind instrument. You'll hear him play it. And Louis, too. Mandy, make up your mind. Clarence Williams. Now you can say that you heard a sarusaphone. That was Clarence Williams' Blue 5, 1924, OK Records, Mandy, Make Up Your Mind, Louis Armstrong's wonderful. I say trumpet, he could have been playing cornet at that time. And Sidney Bechet's sarusaphone, vocal by Eva Taylor, who was Mrs. Clarence Williams, and was for a long time. And Williams was very important. Clarence Williams did all kinds of things for other people to get them jobs to perform. Of course, he got a cut of the pie, but that's fine. And booking, getting people out there. And there were many places to put the people. We don't have that much now. That's the problem. We don't have a lot of places to put the people. We got to get the places so we can put the people in them. I want to be happy, but first I want to tell you this is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU comes from Seattle Cancer Care Alliance. Recognizing people have a choice about where they're treated for cancer. At SCCA, doctors from Fred Hutch, UW Medicine, and Seattle Children's unite to turn cancer patients into cancer survivors. More at seattlecca.org.
On the next morning edition, competing visions of life in Israel as its citizens prepare for an election. And we'll hear about an American visionary, Joseph Eichler, a California developer who created homes for mid-century families.
It's not just modern architecture. It attracts people who love to live in a modern way.
I'm David Green from 1950s America to the World Today. Join us for the next morning edition.
I Want to Be Happy was written about 1923-24, and it was written by Vincent Humans with lyric by Irving Caesar. Two versions, Sonny Stitt tenor, Bud Powell piano, Curly Russell on bass, and Max Roach on drums, 1950 for Prestige Records. And then Ella Fitzgerald with Chick Webb's orchestra, 1939 for Decca.
want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are mirth giving. Why can't I give some to you? When skies are gray and you say you are blue, I'll send the sun smiling through. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too.
Thank you.
set, starting with Chasing I Want to Be Happy, Sonny Stitt, his tenor saxophone, with Bud Powell on piano, Curly Russell bass, Max Roach drums, 1950 for Prestige Records. And then Ella Fitzgerald singing with Chick Webb's drumming and his orchestra, 1937 for Decca, and an arrangement by Turk Van Lake of I Want to Be Happy. Garvin Bushell clarinet solo and combination of Wayman Carver's flute, Teddy McRae's tenor, Tommy Filford on the piano, Sandy Williams on the trombone. Turk Murphy, 1950, Good Time Jazz Records, The Curse of an Aching Heart, written by Henry Fink and Al Piantadosi. And then the traditional 1919 rag. Bob Scobie trumpet, Bill Napier playing the clarinet, Bert Bales piano, Bill Newman guitar, Squire Gersh on bass, and Stan Ward on the drums, and of course Turk Murphy playing the trombone and singing for you. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you folks. Johnny Hodges, his alto, 1939. Two of them, his band, Skunk Hollow Blues and Tired Socks. I'm Johnny Hodges, his orchestra, his alto saxophone, and his two compositions, Skunk Hollow Blues and Tired Socks, Ocalion Records, 1939. Cootie Williams, trumpet, Lawrence Brown, trombone, Hodges, Harry Carney, playing baritone saxophone, Billy Strayhorn on the piano, Billy Taylor on bass, and Sonny Greer on the drums. 1938, Eddie Condon, his guitar in his Windy City 7, recorded another Sox tune. They call this one Beat to the Sox. And there's a solo in here by Pee Wee Russell that is absolutely sinful. Tisk, tisk, tisk. Eddie Condon and his Windy City 7, 1938. Beat to the Sox. Bobby Hackett, cornet. George Bruni's playing trombone. Pee Wee Russell, clarinet. Bud Freeman, tenor saxophone. Jess Stacy, piano. Condon, guitar. Artie Shapiro playing the bass. And George Wetling on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU and the Art of Jazz comes from the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 30 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
KPLU Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick described by her 6-and-a-half-year-old son.
Well, when I'm listening to her on the radio, I don't always, you know, hear just her. I hear a lot of other people from her station, too. And, you know, she says the time and stuff over and over again. That's one of the things. She's a newser, and newsers give out, I mean, a lot of information.
A lot of information on Morning Edition, weekdays from 4 to 9, only on
KPLU.
Thank you.
Thelonious Monk, 1947, Blue Note Records, Round Midnight by him. George Tate playing the trumpet, Edmund Gregory alto saxophone, Monk on the piano, Bob Page on bass, and Art Blakey on the drums. Then Monk on piano, Gene Ramey on bass, and Blakey again on drums, and Monk's Well You Needn't. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Hope you're having a fine time. Tempo King now. His Kings of Tempo, 1936. We'll hear two by them. And then two by Claude Williamson, 1954. His piano. Curtis Counts on bass and Stan Levy on the drums.
Turn the tables on me, and now I'm falling for you.
You turn the tables on me.
I can't believe that this too. I always thought when you brought the presents you brought, why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you come, I'd welcome anything from the 5 and 10 and start used to call me to town. You put me off on the throne, you let me fall with a drown. And now I'm out on my own, but after thinking it over and over, I got what was coming to me. Just like the sting of the bee turns the tables on me.
Living up to every vow, I'm keeping out of mischief now. Thank you.
not miss your sound. Cause really I'm loving how I'm through playing with fire. It's you whom I desire. All the world can plainly see you're the only cat for me. Not I have told them to in advance.
Thank you.
That set started with Tempo King and his Kings of Tempo, 1936, Bluebird Records. You Turn the Tables on Me and Keeping Out of Mischief Now. Marty Marsala playing the trumpet, Joe, his brother, on clarinet, Queenie Ada Rubin playing the piano, Eddie Kahn on guitar, George York on string bass, and Stan King on the drums. Claude Williamson, his piano, Curtis Counts bass, and Stan Levy in Los Angeles, 1954, for Capitol Records. Bronislaw Capers, All God's Children, got rhythm, and Dizzy Gillespie's Woody and You. Here's Lou Waters, Jazz Band, 1950.
Sailor Jack McCall. McCoy was a daring sailor boy. His ship got wrecked a while on the Fiji Isle. He led a savage life and hunted with a knife. He says he'll tell you about it, but please don't tell my wife. Say I've got a bimbo down on a bamboo isle. She's waiting there for me beneath that bamboo tree. Believe me, she's got the other bimbos beat a mile. She dances gaily, daily. She'd make a hit with Barnum and Bailey. I'll build a bungalow on a bamboo isle. And when I go again, I'll stay a while. I've seen wrecks, plenty of wrecks, out on the deep blue sea. But by heck, there never was a wreck like the wreck she made of me. 'Cause all she wore was a great big Zulu smile. My little bimbo down on a bamboo isle. Build a bungalow on a bamboo isle. And when I go again, I'll stay a while. I've seen dancers, plenty of dancers, wear a string of beads. Give that gal a good jazz band, say, boy, that's all she needs. 'Cause all she wants was a great big Zulu smile. My little bimbo down on a bamboo isle. Wind and rain, we're tossed. Lifeboats here, lifeboats there. Hear the shrieks and groans. The captain cried, all hands on deck, said in trembling tones, oh, how I wish I was in Peoria, Peoria tonight. Oh, how I miss those gals in Peoria, Peoria. Why, you can pick a morning Gloria right off the sidewalk of Peoria. Oh, how I wish I was in Peoria, Peoria tonight. I should have stayed at home in Illinois. Oh, how I wish I was in Peoria, Peoria tonight.
Lou Waters, his trumpet and his jazz band, 1950 for Down Home Records. Vocals by one of the banjo players, Clancy Hayes. Alcoholic Blues, My Little Bimbo, and Peoria. Don Noakes playing trombone, Bob Helm, clarinet, Wally Rose, piano, Pat Patton's second banjo, Dick Lammy playing bass, and Bill Dart playing the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
How, 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 how.
It's the weekend, and KPLU has the blues.
Well, Mother doesn't exactly approve of this type of music.
Well, we have 6 hours of blues every Saturday and Sunday night.
That's what I call cooking with grease.
Join me for All Blues, Saturdays and Sundays from 6 to midnight here on 88.5 KPLU.
See, this man got the blues right there.
I'm going to chase I Got Rhythm, written by George Gershwin, 1924. We'll hear three versions. Thank you.
dances with old dangly faster. I got a pretty girl who has nothing more. Old man trouble, you'll never find him hanging around my front door. Cause I got rhythm music that goes with it. I got my gal who can ask for anything more. Who can ask for anything more? Swinging on up the jam. Yeah, yeah. My, my. The Lord, right. Yeah, yeah.
Show him how to swing, Hanky.
Oh, I ain't gonna have that. Well, I got him some. He belongs to me. He's mine. He's mine. Yeah, he is. Hang loose. Ha ha! Well, all right.
I'm
Rhythm three ways. First up, Ralph Sutton and Jay McShann, pianists. Milt Hinton bass, Gus Johnson on the drums, 1980. Chaz Jazz. For Victor Records, Fats Waller's Orchestra with Hank Duncan on piano as well, and their version of I Got Rhythm. And finally, for Commodore Records, Don Bias, tenor sax, Slam Stewart on bass, 1945. And their version of I Got Rhythm. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. And here's Slim Gaylard.
Tell me, pretty mama, what make you treat me oh so mean? Oh, tell me, pretty mama, what make you treat me oh so mean? Yes, you know I love you, baby, better than anybody I've seen. I've been across the Pacific,
back across the Atlantic. I'd treat you real tender, mama, but you treat me over frantic. Baby, baby. But make you treat me oh so mean. You'd know I love you, baby, better than anybody I've been. On the floor, find you on the way, because it won't be done the break of day.
Bok on, bok bok, J-Lo, chicken rhythm. Bok on, bok bok, J-Lo, chicken rhythm, yeah, yeah.
I wonder if that would increase egg production if you played that for your chickens. Might do it. That was Slim Gaylard, Los Angeles, 1946. His voice, his guitar, Beltone Records. Howard McGhee trumpet, Marshall Royal on clarinet. Great Lucky Thompson tenor saxophone, Dodo Mamarosa piano, Bam Brown bass, and Zootie Singleton on the drums. Mean Pretty Mama by Gaylard, and Chicken Rhythm, also by him. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
Thank you, Ken Wiley, for another great afternoon of jazz. I've got a full evening of blues ahead, all blues, right after Stardate.
Stardate, March 15. If you look to the northern sky tonight, you'll see an array of familiar star patterns, including the Big Dipper and the W-shaped constellation Cassiopeia. But the northern sky also features a constellation that's so dim that you can't see it from cities and many suburbs. Yet Camelopardalis the giraffe boasts one of the most extraordinary double stars in the galaxy. MY Camelopardalis is about 13,000 light-years away. It consists of two hot blue stars that are tied together by their mutual gravitational pull. Both stars are far bigger and heavier than the Sun. One star is about 32 times as massive as the Sun, while the other is even heavier. Their most remarkable property, though, is their proximity to each other. Their cores are so close together that they whirl around each other once every 28 hours. Even more remarkable, the outer layers of these two giants are actually touching each other. The two stars eventually will merge to form an even greater star, one of the hottest, brightest, and most massive stars in the galaxy. It won't last long, though. It'll blast itself to bits as a supernova. Right now, M.Y. Camelopardalis is so far away that you need binoculars or a telescope to see it. But when it explodes, it'll become one of the brightest stars in the heavens and transform faint Camelopardalis into a dazzling cosmic spectacle. Stardate is made possible in part by Northrop Grumman, pushing the boundaries of possibility in the space industry since the dawn of the space age. More information at northropgrumman.com/space. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Sandy Wood.
And our Puget Sound area weather forecast calls for rain tonight before midnight, then a chance of showers after with overnight lows around 44. It's going to be breezy with southwest wind around 25 miles per hour. And for Monday, partly sunny, high near 57, and rain back Tuesday with a high near 58. Right now in Seattle, we've got light rain, 48 degrees. Olympia, rain and 50 degrees. If you're listening in Bellingham at 88.7 FM, it's 44 degrees with light rain. Well, good evening, and thanks for tuning in. 6 o'clock Sunday night. I'm ready to go. I've got a great pile of music here to get us through till midnight with...